You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. This one is what I've been hoping for. Brian Callen is back on his own. Love that. Joe said last time that he's going to have Brian on more. I guess Brian hadn't been on his own, back on his own as a guest for like over a year or something like that. I know he does the Fight Companions, but those are a bit different. They're just like kind of with everyone. The whole team's there. Eddie Bravo and Brendan Schaub and Joe. But to have Brian just back on his own is awesome. Brian's always hilarious, always gets silly, always loves to quote all these books that he's read, and really goes into it. So it's great to see him back, and it's awesome that those guys get to hang out. They're so close. You know, it's what I'd do if I was in Joe's position. Why would you not have all your closest friends on more often and having them be entertaining? So it's sweet, and I enjoyed it. Let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
So you never know where things are going with these guys, where they're going to start. It's always going to be a funny, relaxed, kind of nonsense conversation. And not to say you don't learn anything, but it's always just a very chilled podcast. This one was a short one too, so it's cool. If you've got like a smaller drive, you know, sometimes people aren't in their cars for 3 hours a lot of times, but this one's just like 2 hours, so it's a nice little pop. They get into conspiracies, you know, not really into them as much as like why people believe in them. You know, what is it about conspiracy theories? What ones do you guys listen to? What ones are you guys into? I think we're all into some, or we're all intrigued by a few. And it's cool to kind of get into it. And I think what it is, people just love to have, you feel like they have the secret to something that other people don't know. They'd be more convincing if most of the people that try to talk to me about conspiracy theories weren't also like super paranoid and slightly manic. I think that it definitely hooks those type of people in. Not to say that I haven't been drawn into that rabbit hole, especially when YouTube at first started throwing those videos down. And, you know, you never know. You're like, oh, is there some truth finally that we need to figure out? I think over time people have weeded out what's what, and a couple of people are stuck on a few things, flat earth being one major interesting one. But yeah, what is it so intriguing about them? Is it, we're just waiting for this awesome conspiracy theory to pop up? As theories go, though, Joe talks about this new radio lab that's come out, which I just listened to, and it's about dinosaurs getting wiped out. You guys got to check that out. It's so fascinating. They're basically saying they all died instantly at once. As soon as that fucking massive asteroid hit, boom, it was like 1,000 degrees all over the Earth, and they were all done. How the fuck anything survived? I have no idea. I guess shit underwater survived. And what else? Like underground animals? I just don't get how, you know, like underground animals. What am I talking about? Like moles and stuff. Shit that lives in caves. I don't know. I don't know how anything would have survived that. The mountain lion part of their conversation is interesting. Obviously, Joe loves animals. He loves hunting and he loves talking about this stuff. We live in California, so there's mountain lions out here. And he talks a little bit about the disparity between how we see wolves and how we see mountain lions. And he made an interesting point. With the mountain lions here, at least around the kind of LA area, we name them all because they're marked. You know, they have tags on. We know where they're going. We know where their territory is. There's so many, like, there's way less of them than, like, where wolves would be because they breed a lot faster, that we humanize them with a name. So we treat them better, right? But where wolves are popping up, they just breed fast. And if anything, we've named their like collective with a number. We're like, that's wolf group 70401, you know? And they make the point that, hey, this is like how we talk about criminals or like prisoners, you know, in a way to dehumanize them. And it's that. It's like, yeah, you can go out and hate these animals more, in a sense, or have less respect for them because you haven't given them, like, human names. But same thing. Like, look around L.A. There's no deer. No deer at all. Those lions are jacking them all. How big do mountain lions get? I think they're big. I think they're pretty big. I think they're over, like, 200 pounds. I remember seeing one when I was in Albuquerque, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute. These fucking things are in the hills? I thought they were going to be, like, the size of dogs. That's just me being dumb. But I just assume that if they exist with us, like, close-ish by, they can't be that big, right? They can't be actual fucking lions. No, they are lion size. They are massive and terrifying. And they, I'm sure, don't fuck around. They will fuck you up. Talking about things that fuck people up, they get into the fights. They talk a lot about the kind of how the greatest of all time will, like, figure you out, right? So you've got people like, I guess, Mayweather does this a lot. He goes slow. He's chilled. He's waiting for the strikes. And then, you know, he kind of gets your algorithm and then fucks you up. Anderson Silva was a great example of this. He would do that. He wouldn't do a lot usually until, like, the end of the first round. And then he would just come out and just whale you. It's like he's solving a puzzle, which I always thought was so cool about the way that he fought. Not only that, but, I mean, his highlight reel is next to none. It's absolutely incredible. There's this new guy in Bellator, and I remembered his name earlier, and I cannot remember it now, so I apologize, but check it out. It's easy to find. It's a new YouTube clip of a Bellator fight. This dude does, like, a 720 spin. They call him someone the highlight reel someone, right? So that's, like, his nickname, because he's that good, and it's has to be true, because this is the only fight I've seen, and this is one of the most spectacular knockouts ever. It's such a little awesome YouTube clip. He basically spins around twice, setting up a kick, which he does not kick, spins around one more time, and the dude drops his left hand guarding his head, and that's when this guy just, while spinning, just kind of right hooks him to the head, knocks him clean out. It's phenomenal. If you're into fighting, check that out. Definitely download that shit. But it brings up the next thing, CTE. And they talk about that a bit because Brian still boxes. And he actually boxes at a gym quite close to my old work. I used to see him sometimes coming out of there. So he does quite a bit of boxing. And, you know, he's an older guy. He's like 50, but he sticks at it. He does some work. But again, he's worried about getting hits to the head, just like Joe. And they are both really good friends with Brendan Schaub, who really got out of the fight game at the right time. A lot of that, I think, in some ways, was Joe's advice. And if you haven't seen that kind of, it's kind of a heart-wrenching Rogan clip, to be honest, where he's like telling Brendan, look, I think you should stop, and I think you're like 1 foot out of the door. And look where Brendan Schaub is now. I mean, he's doing incredible, right? And there's not a lot you can do for like a ton of bad head injuries. They're saying that CBD helps for that, you know, but fighters never really know when to retire. You know, it's not just ego. It's like, it's what you've done forever. And it must suck to know that you're kind of done. But that's the next bit it brings up. Like, people that are suffering from CTE or head injury often get pretty depressed. So you take a fighter that's already been hit a lot. Now he's out not fighting anymore, right? He's trying to do other things, but he's probably, you know, there's a good chance if he has bad CTE, he's suffering from some depression. And if he's got that, how do you get past it? And Joe talks about, really with anyone that's unhappy, it's like you got to set goals. If you're setting goals and achieving them, this really seems to make the happiest people. And you see that with your friends. If you look at your friends in your life, doesn't matter what your job is, right? You could be doing anything. But the people that are doing kind of an unfulfilling job, if you notice the people in the job that are the happiest, they've got maybe a solid family that they really are connected to and working hard for, or they're just setting goals that they can achieve and do really well at. And it's that goal setting and dedicating yourself to hitting them that really helps out. You know, it really helps that kind of depressive thought process go away. And it's something that's very important for everybody. And that was a cool takeaway from this podcast. You know, it was just something that they put in there that I really liked. And they also talk about, Joe mentions Rhonda Patrick say something about how inflammation, a lot of inflammation in your system, can cause impulsive behavior, which just means like if you're pretty unhealthy lifestyle, like you drink a lot, maybe you smoke, maybe you eat terrible food, you know, or you don't work out a lot, your body might be riddled with a lot of inflammation. It's like the biggest killer. Well, that can cause you to actually behave more differently. More differently? It can actually make you behave differently, which is something to think about, you know? It's why getting in these saunas are good and just these other things that Joe often preaches about, you know, the working out and all the rest of it, especially eating right. You know, that really can bring the inflammation down for sure. And it's funny to think, I think, because, you assume you make all your decisions just based on what's going on in your life. It's weird to think that, oh, you can just add probiotics and more salad and a little bit of asparagus and less junk food, and all of a sudden you make better decisions. That's fascinating, because super impulsive decisions they can be dangerous. You can say some fucked up shit. Brian ends on a nice note, on a chilled note, and he talks about, so he talks about being honest and being extremely honest with your friends and family. He says he's always been super honest with Joe and vice versa. They've known each other 25 years, and this is what allows them to really connect and communicate. But I think there's a bigger message there, and it's about helping the other person. Because if your friend is always honest to you, doesn't bullshit you, doesn't try and say a bunch of, oh, I'm amazing, I'm fine, everything's great, I'm doing so awesome, I got all the shit done this week, though it turns out maybe none of that's true, how can you help them? You know, how can you give them good advice? You think that they're fine, there's no accountability. And when that's your dialogue, if you're just like kind of spouting bullshit to others to make yourself look better, you don't really know what shape you're in. So that accountability portion, I think, is a cool takeaway. And you get that from these podcasts when Joe's on with his really good friends. That's why I like him so much, because it just shows what makes really good friendships last for very long times and why they work. And it's this kind of accountability and honesty. And not just that, they're having a good time. They're laughing, they're having fun. It's a great conversation. Really cool as always, and so glad to see Brian back on. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and again, thanks for downloading, really appreciate it. You guys are awesome, and gals, see you later.